Hello, this is Senator Barack Obama, and today is Thursday, July 20th, 2006. I want to talk today about fuel efficiency standards. You know, this has been an area of debate for a very, very long time. The consensus among scientists, at least, if not politicians, is that we are facing a significant environmental crisis when it comes to global warming. We know that our economy is increasingly sensitive to shocks from rising oil prices. So far, I think oil has hit $75 a barrel and could go up to $100, particularly if you continue to see what's taking place in the Middle East this week. America spends $800 million a day, or $300 billion a year, on its 20 million barrel a day oil habit. Passenger cars alone burn 8 million gallons of oil each day. And because we import 60% of our oil, much of it from the Middle East, our dependence on oil has also become a national security issue. In fact, you know, the true danger of America's dependence on foreign oil is better explained not by any American politician or energy expert, but rather by our enemies. Here's a quote. "Oil is the umbilical cord and lifeline of the crusader community." Those are the words of Al-Qaeda. Here's another quote. "Focus your operations on oil, especially in Iraq and the Gulf area, since this will cause them to die off on their own." These are the words of Osama bin Laden. It's absolutely clear that the Achilles heel of the most powerful country on earth is the oil we import. You know, that we can't live without. And as most of you, I think, know, the single biggest user of oil in this country are the cars that we drive. You know, the U.S. passenger fleet alone accounts for 1/10 of the world's oil consumption. Think about that. The cars we drive in the United States account for 1/10 of the world's oil consumption. Here's another way of looking at it. We produce about 3% of the world's oil, and we use 25% of the world's oil. This is not a problem we can drill our way out of. Even if we opened up currently protected areas of Alaska or allowed drilling off the coasts of California and Florida, we would not be able to fulfill the enormous, unquenchable thirst for oil that is caused by our cars. So, what can we do about it? You know, back in the 1970s, in response to the OPEC oil embargo, Congress enacted what are called CAFE standards, basically fuel efficiency standards for cars. It was one of the most successful energy-saving measures ever adopted. Unfortunately, since 1985, CAFE standards have been stuck, partly because both the auto industry and the United Auto Workers, senators and representatives from car manufacturing states, particularly Michigan, have argued that CAFE standards hurt the auto industry. And so while China now has a higher fuel efficiency standard than we do, while Japanese automakers run circles around us, we have basically been standing still. So a group of senators this week, led by myself and Senator Dick Lugar, Republican from Indiana, are going to see if we can break this impasse. We've introduced what we call the Fuel Economy Reform Act of 2006. And it basically tries to break the decades-long logjam on increasing fuel economy standards by taking a new, more flexible approach. The bill charges the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, or NHTSA, to create regular annual increases in fuel economy with a target of 1 mile per gallon each year. The experts at NHTSA will base these standards on attributes of a vehicle, such as size and weight, and it will also be able to revise the annual increase if they conclude that the target cannot be reached with current technology or without compromising the safety of the entire fleet, or if it turns out not to be sufficiently cost-effective given the gallon of gasoline saved. Now, basically, what this legislation does is it flips the current debate about increasing fuel economy standards on its head. Instead of a debate about whether standards will be raised it creates a presumption that they will be raised unless NHTSA finds that in some way it is unfeasible. In order to give U.S. automakers the chance to develop more fuel-efficient vehicles, the legislation would also provide tax credits for companies to retool. It would also allow them to compete with foreign hybrid, E85, and other fuel-efficient vehicles, and it would give more Americans the benefit of a tax credit for purchasing fuel-efficient vehicles. So overall, this is a package that makes sense, and one of the things I'm excited about is that three of the senators who are sponsoring this bill actually have opposed increasing CAFE standards in the past. It creates a middle ground where potentially at least we can start building some momentum. And the environmental community, which we've worked strongly with, is actually excited about the prospect of a new approach to this problem. So if you guys are interested in the details of this legislation, please get on my website. Start talking up the issue of fuel efficiency if you aren't already. It'll probably make a bigger difference for the lives of our children and our grandchildren than just about anything else. As always, I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye.